It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
If you like pets, you're going to be very interested in this story, because could pets go away? Is that possibly the future that we are going to be living in? No more dogs, no more cats, no more birds.
If you're going to tell me that we're all going to start having one of those weird cyber dogs that like look like they have a machine gun on them.
Yeah.
Then I'm out.
No, we're not going to have one of those. They're just for the military.
Okay, because I've seen videos of them like walking around Venice Beach.
I know. I hate them. They're disturbing.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about a Mothlin. M-O-F-L-I-N.
A Mothlin.
What is it? Great question. It's an AI animal. It's an AI animal. Now, this is not a Tamagotchi. If you remember Tamagotchis from the 90s,
So I don't have to feed it and play with it.
Right.
And then if I don't, then it dies.
A Tamagotchi marketed itself as your digital pet. It was basically a Game Boy that you had to remember to, I don't know.
Water
occasionally, and then sometimes it would die. No, this is very much something that you hold. This is something that you pet.
Came looking at it.
And you can look at it as well if you text the word PET, P-E-T, to 916-909-1065, 909-1065. And you want to do that because I think looking at it changes how creepy this sounds.
It definitely does. So it is pretty snuggly looking, I have to tell you. It is not what you think of a robot animal, okay?
No, it's basically, it looks like a guinea pig without legs.
Well, here's the other thing, though. It doesn't have anything else. It has eyes.
Yep.
And then the rest of its body looks like a slipper without a hole in it.
Yeah. Now, this is not meant to be a toy. I know you're looking at it and you go, this looks like a Furby.
Yeah, it does look like I've had robotic stuffed animals that have done stuff before.
This is coming out of Japan. Duh. And it is a mental health companion. It is made to comfort you. It has built-in AI that helps it develop its own simulated personality depending on how you interact with it. And over time, it learns to recognize you. And they don't run, they don't jump, they don't move around a whole lot.
They kind of just like snuggle you.
Yeah, they squirm and snuggle. And it is kind of lifelike. A lot of people said their movements are lifelike, but it basically will pick up on your emotions and respond accordingly.
The only reason I sort of want this.
You do.
Kinda. Is, wouldn't this be nice to have at work? Because like they keep telling us, You're not allowed to have a pet in the office. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Stop bringing in stray cats. If you do that again, it's in the handbook. And I'm like, it's not in the handbook.
It's not in the handbook. We looked.
We looked. But it wouldn't it be nice to have, like, our own little pet in here? And would it react differently to all three of us?
Probably. Depending on how good the AI is, but probably.
What if it was scared of you?
Again, text in PET, P-E-T, to 909-1065. If I scared my Mofflin, I'd be devastated. I mean, that'd make me sad. What if it starts to play favorites? I don't like that.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, yeah. What if I had it?
What if I had it? What if it liked me? You'd hate it.
I can't live in a world where an AI animal hates me.
Right.
That's too much.
That's an ego blow. Yeah, and it is kind of nice that it'll never die.
Yeah, that's true.
As long as you take care of it, I guess.
Mean, you'd have to like plug it in sometimes, right?
Oh yeah, it's got a power source. I'm not quite sure how it works, but yeah, the whole thing costs $400. It'll be available next month, actually, if anybody's interested in getting one of these. I mean, it's not as creepy as it sounds. At first, no. You hear it and you're like, AI robot pet. What? This sounds futuristic and in the past at the same time. Super dumb. I already had a Teddy Ruxpin. It's not that like. It's a cute design, although it is kind of just like a furry worm. It doesn't.
That is what it looks like, a gray furry worm.
And I don't know.
I just want to know how much it weighs. Does it have density to it? Because I feel like.
I feel like it should have some weight.
I want it to.
Yeah, it needs a little bit of weight
to
it.
Yeah.
5 pounds.
I'm looking. I can't.
Somewhere between 5 and 10 pounds. Maybe 10's a little too much. I don't know. But listen, if this is something that you want, I support that. But okay. If you're somebody, though, that starts bringing it around in a little purse or it sits on a table at Chili's while we're having lunch, or if I have to address it when I walk into the room.
I would like that.
I'm starting to draw the line there.
Okay, how about just we'll see?
All right.
Okay.
Again, text PET, P-E-T, to 909-1065.
1065, the end. She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
She thinks swing states are states where it's illegal to go swinging. It's the game called Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Like a swing set?
Yeah.
I do think that.
What did you think?
That's what I thought.
Right.
I just want to make sure that you
There's didn't. No other connotation for the term swinging.
Agreed.
Okay, good. I'm just glad we're all on the same level. Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning.
You know there's only one term for swinging, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. We're playing for $120 on Are You Smarter Than Katie, which is brought to you by Garden of Eatin' Restaurants. I got 5 questions here dealing with news and pop culture. We're going to see how you do versus how she does, and then the winner... is either going to take the money or we add $20 to the jackpot tomorrow. Katie has left the studio, and here we go. You ready?
As ready as I can ever be.
All right, Hannah. Question 1. There was a Kamala Harris rally in Detroit yesterday featuring Barack Obama and Eminem. After Eminem spoke, Obama rapped some verse from Lose Yourself, and it was both cool and cringy at the same time. What words come after this verse in Lose Yourself? There's vomit on his sweater already.
Mom spaghetti.
Question 2. Northwest gave his mom, Kim Kardashian, gave her... Okay, I just found out Northwest is a girl, by the way. Northwest gave her mom, Kim Kardashian, a very interesting and expensive gift for her 44th birthday. She got her a diamond-encrusted Skibidi Toilet necklace. Oh. Skibidi Toilet is a popular expression based on a YouTube video with that generation. What is the name of that generation that was born after 2010?
Gen... Gen Alpha.
All righty. Question three. Four-star General John Kelly, Donald Trump's longest-serving chief of staff, has audio of him being interviewed released where he confirms that Donald Trump praised Hitler and aspires to govern like a fascist dictator. Ooh, man. How many chiefs of staff did Donald Trump have? Two, three, or four?
I'm guessing two.
Alrighty. Question four. Amy Adams has a new movie coming out this award season called Night Bitch, and it's about a stay-at-home mom who starts becoming a dog. It is not a comedy. Oh. She not only made the call to film most of her movie without makeup, but she also stopped tweezing her chin and facial hair for the movie as well. What is not a breed of dog? A Sarabi? A Havanese or a Karaza?
Oh, the third one.
Karaza?
Yeah.
All righty. And question five, Rudy Giuliani, he was successfully sued for $150 million by two women he lied about, saying that they were involved in election fraud in the last election. They were not. There was no election fraud. And a judge just made him give so many of his things to them to make a dent in this payment. Pay attention to this. If his luxury New York apartment is worth $5 million, his watch collection is worth $3 million, and his vintage Mercedes is worth $2 million, how much is left to pay them if they won $150 million?
$140 million?
All righty, Katie, or Kevin, please go get Katie. And Hannah, what are we doing this morning?
I'm on my way to work. It's my birthday today. I'm chilling.
What? Happy birthday!
It's your birthday? That's amazing!
Oh, happy birthday!
Wow!
Thank you.
What are the big birthday plans?
You know, I got myself some free Dutch Bros this morning.
So nice.
Off to a great start.
Go do all the free birthday things.
Right.
You can go to Crumble Cookie. Oh, yeah. You can go to a whole bunch of places.
Dude, don't look at me. Places. He's the one that's the king of the free stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, look up what some free places Hannah can go on her birthday, okay? All right, here we go. I'm going to put you on hold, Hannah. You ready to play?
Yeah.
Question one. There was a Kamala Harris rally in Detroit featuring Barack Obama and Eminem.
Yes.
It was the first time he ever did that. After Eminem spoke, Obama rapped some verse from Lose Yourself. And did you see it?
Yeah.
It was cool.
I thought it was cute.
It was also like, like watching your dad.
Yeah.
What words come after this verse in Lose Yourself? There's vomit on his sweater already.
Mom spaghetti.
Mom spaghetti is correct. Eminem also had some Italian pop-ups in the Detroit area called Mom Spaghetti.
Oh, that's right.
Question two. Northwest is a girl.
I keep telling you.
And she gave her mom, Kim Kardashian, a very interesting and very expensive gift for her 44th birthday. What do you get the woman who has everything?
I don't know.
A diamond-encrusted skibbity toilet necklace.
Oh, my God.
By the way, if you don't know what skibbity means, apparently neither do kids. It can mean something good or bad or confusing. It's basically a catch-all term that they just say. Anyway.
I don't know.
What is the name of that generation that was born after 2010?
Is it Generation Alpha?
Yes, it's Generation Alpha. Very good. Question three, four-star General John Kelly, who is Donald Trump's longest-serving chief of staff, he was interviewed, and the audio of that interview was released, and he confirms that Donald Trump praised Hitler, and he aspires to govern like a fascist dictator. Oh, boy. It's close. This election's close.
Okay.
How many chiefs of staff did Donald Trump have? Two, three, or four?
He had four.
He had four different chiefs of staff. A record. Question four. Amy Adams has a new movie coming out called Night Bitch. And it's about a stay-at-home mom that becomes a dog. And
what did you just say?
Yeah, and it's not a comedy.
Well, no, I'm not laughing.
No. She not only made the choice to film most of the movie without makeup, but she also stopped tweezing her chin and facial hair. All the stuff you see in the movie is her real...
Why?
Because she's becoming a dog, Katie.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is not a breed of dog?
Okay.
A Sarabi, a Havanese, or a Karaza?
What was the first one?
Sarabi.
That one. Really?
Yeah. Sarabi!
Yeah!
From Lion King. That's a real breed of dog.
Oh, that's why. See, you tricked me by doing that.
The answer is Karaza. That is an Italian sandwich.
Okay.
Question five. Rudy Giuliani, he was successfully sued by two women for $150 million because he lied about them so much in his try to get people to believe in election fraud.
Those poor women were harassed. So
death threats, constant death threats.
Couldn't stay in their house.
No, awful. Well, a judge finally said, you have to give up your belongings to make a dent in this $150 million payment.
Okay.
So if Giuliani's, and these are real numbers, if his luxury New York apartment is worth $5 million.
Okay.
His watch collection is worth $3 million.
Okay.
And his vintage Mercedes is worth $2 million.
What?
How much is left in the $150 million payment?
Oh, God. Okay.
Well, while she figures that out, some free stuff. You mostly have to sign up for their club membership.
Oh, boy.
No one gives anything for free.
140 million.
Uh-oh. Yes.
What the?
Wow. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Hannah, did you hear Kevin? You have to sign up for a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. But listen, you can probably sign up today and get your free stuff.
You definitely can.
Yeah. You know?
So who can she sign up with?
Olive Garden, Sonic, IKEA, Popeyes, Krispy Kreme, Cold Stone, Round Table, Pete's, Carl's Jr., and the list goes on.
Good.
The list goes on. So basically everywhere. All right, Hannah, have a good free day. But the bad news is you got four and Katie got four.
Okay.
So,
wow, good job, Hannah.
It's tied, and the tie goes to Katie. We're going to have $20 the jackpot tomorrow. Hannah, what is it that you want to tell us?
I am just as smart as Katie.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. And happy birthday.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And now word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
And just say, like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's for sure.
It sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
Married? Congrats. But is your married name better or worse than your old one? It's time for Married Name Upgrade Downgrade on the Wake Up Call.
Presented by Roseville Chevrolet.
And you call 916-909-1065, 909-1065. Tell us your maiden name. Tell us your married name. Katie and I, we're trained professionals. We know what we're talking about. And we'll tell you which one is better. And we're going to start off with a doozy. Good morning, Melody.
Good morning.
All right. So I think we have enough time left in this segment to go over what your maiden name was.
Oh, my gosh. So, Zeritsny.
Okay, Zeritsny.
Melody Zeritsny.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, and you have to...
It sounds sharp.
It is.
Sounds like you cut me.
And you got married. What is your married name?
Quinn.
Quinn.
Yes. Obvious upgrade.
Quinn, upgrade.
Obvious upgrade. Quinn's a great last
name. Melody Quinn makes you sound like you're an adventurer.
For sure.
Thank you so much, Quinn. Now let's talk to Sabrina. Good morning, Sabrina.
It's Sabina. Good morning.
Sabina.
Okay. I like it. Upgrade.
And what is your maiden name?
My maiden name was Biney.
Sabina Biney?
Hi.
Hi.
Okay.
All right, Sabina Biney.
Okay. This sounds like Sabina, you know? Biney went up the hill.
Sabina Biney sounds...
No, you see, you're not even saying it right.
Sabina Biney,
yeah,
sounds like a virus.
Eliminity Snicket's character.
It doesn't sound like a real person.
Not at all.
And I think it even sounds like a virus. Like,
okay,
the latest pandemic, Sabina Biney 1 has traveled the country.
Not me. Sabina Biney is a young adult fiction character.
Yeah, all right. And what's your married name?
I'm so glad you asked. I really want your professional opinion on this.
Well,
last name now is Feel.
Feel? Like I'm going to feel you up?
No, like T-H.
Oh, like teal, like the color.
Feel.
Oh, no, Feel. Yeah.
Sabina Feel.
Okay, yes. Interestingly enough, still in a young adult novel.
It's because the name is Sabina.
I think that's what it is.
I've never heard of that name. I've heard of Sabrina. It's like there was a typo on your birth certificate.
Sabina Thiel sounds brave.
Why? For going through life with the name Sabina Thiel?
No, Sabina Thiel sounds like a child detective.
I think she sounds like a snotty heiress. Sabina Thiel.
Oh.
But it's
does it help that my nickname is Bean and I just go by that?
Yes.
Bean Feel?
That's so much better in my opinion.
Bina?
Just Bean. Kind
or
of,
Bean?
Nope, just Bean.
Bean.
No.
I love that.
No. Bean Feel?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
You're all about fictional characters. Bean Feel sounds like an orphan.
Oh, God. Okay.
That's involved in a Christmas story somehow. And she's cold. Or he. Could be he.
Yeah,
probably a he.
Probably. All right.
And his dead mother gave him a scarf, and he loses the scarf. And Father Christmas is, you know, involved.
Brings it back.
But he's not called Santa.
He opens it Christmas morning, and there's right. The scarf.
Oh, Father Christmas. Okay. Oh, young Bean, you've grown so much. You know, that.
Okay. Upgrade.
Upgrade. So thank you very much, Bean. Delia, are you there?
Yes.
All right. What's your maiden name, Delia?
Valdez.
Delia Valdez.
All right. Not bad. It's a big name. It's a mighty... there's a lot of weight to that.
You think?
Yeah.
I feel like she's a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model.
I don't know why, but the name Delia Valdez has a darkness to it.
Oh, not to me. I see Delia Valdez standing next to a surfboard in an itty-bitty bikini.
I can see that, too.
Okay, what's your married name?
Haynes.
Delia Haynes?
Yeah, that's not good. That's like being Delia Fruit of the Loom.
Yeah.
Like, the only thing that comes to mind is cheap underwear.
Yeah, there's nothing sexy about Haynes at all.
Now, if you were Delia Victoria's Secret, then we're talking a little bit with that.
But I'm going to say it's a downgrade.
I agree. It's a downgrade as well for me. Thank you so much for calling. Do we have time for one more? All right, one more quick one. You want to talk to Kristen or Amanda?
Kristen.
All right, Kristen, it is. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning.
All right. Quickly, maiden name.
Cook.
Oh, I like the name Kristen Cook.
Kristen Cook.
It's alliteration without alliteration. I like that.
I mean, it is a little bland.
All right, so Kristen Cook, I like that. And what is your married name?
Palaha.
You're making us Palaha. Palaha. Kristen Palaha. I love it.
You do?
It's a fun time.
Happy Palaha.
It sounds like a happy Palaha to you as well.
I will never say that that's an upgrade.
Why?
Because it's silly. It's goofy as hell.
All right. Well, Kevin's back from Japan, so let's ask him. Kevin, break the tie.
I think it's a downgrade.
All right. So thank you very much. Sorry, Kristen Palaha. That is a downgrade.
Hey, it's Katie from The Wake Up Call. And now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much up lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
106.5 The End.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
All right, so I'm calling Rick, and Rick works at a hotel. Is the hotel old? Yeah, it is old. Is the hotel haunted? Not at all. Okay. There's zero evidence of this hotel being haunted, but I am calling his Cannon with a K, who, you didn't know this, is a paranormal investigator.
I did not know that. He has so many jobs.
YouTube channel and everything. So I'm calling Rick to say I want to book a room and shoot a video for my YouTube channel. And this is how it all goes down.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello, this is Rick. How can I help you?
My name is Cannon, and that's spelled with a K, in case you're already writing things down. And I would like to book a room sometime in the next week or so.
Okay, and what kind of room were you looking for?
The most haunted room that you have, my man.
The most haunted room that I have?
The most haunted, ghost-infested room that you have. So, I run a YouTube channel called Coast to Coast with Cannon, and it's all spelled with K's. I'm a paranormal researcher and investigator, and, you know, obviously your hotel is haunted, so I need to come in there, and I'm going to be shooting a video of me doing, you know, like my normal, like, paranormal investigations.
I think you've been misinformed. Our hotel is not hauntings or ghosts or anything. I'm sorry. You said, what was the name of your YouTube channel?
It's Coast to Coast with Cannon, but it's all K's.
Okay.
And if you want to, like, Google it, like, shorthand, like, people, you know, seem to use KKK a lot, like, when they're searching for it.
Oh, jeez. What dates are you looking for, sir? And I can see if I can block you in here.
Oh, dope. Are you sure that, like, no ghost things have happened there? Like, you've never heard, like bumps or, like, seen orbs or anything like that?
Not that I recall, sir. No.
So, okay, then give me a room Give me a room, and then we'll figure something out. You and me, all right? What was your name again? It was Rick, right?
Yes, Rick.
All right, dope. So I'll get the room, and then you show up, work that night. Obviously, we'll pick a night that you're working, and then we'll wait till everybody in the hotel goes to bed, and then I'll go around with my night vision camera, and do a lot of my stuff. I don't need you for this part, but I'll do a lot of like, did you hear that? What is that? I do a lot of that on KKK, and then I will eventually need you to help me out here. Like maybe I'll go into the kitchen area and then you hide and knock a pot over, and we'll do that. You could come into my bedroom and I'll set up a camera on a tripod and I'll edit all this out, like of you, me letting you in and stuff like that. I'll pretend to sleep. And you can rip the sheets off of me super fast, And I'll be like, I'll sit up and be like, oh, did you see that?
So let me get this right, sir. You would like me to fake a video for you?
That's it, 100%. Yeah. And just so you know, because I want you to be prepared. When you rip the sheets off of me, I'll just be in my underwear. It's part of what puts me above other paranormal investigators is that I'm sexy. So when the sheets get ripped off, I just want you to be aware. Like I sleep in my underwear, and my underwear it's basically a banana hammock. I know it's fine, but listen, it's what gets the hits though. I get the likes and subscribes from a lot of people. People have a lot of things to say about race, though, for some reason, in the comments.
I would wonder why.
So so we can book this then, okay? And you're down for it.
I'll tell you what, sir. Yeah. If you book this master suite and you give me your credit card information now and I can put a deposit, I will help you make whatever ghost videos you want. How's that sound?
That sounds super dope. And you know what actually works out really well for that, too? My subscribers use the word master a lot, when talking about race. So, that comes up, and so maybe they'll be, juiced up to see me, staying in, a master suite, oh, okay, that's dope. Can't stay in there. So, great. All right, so we're going to do that, and then you're going to rip the sheets off of me and my skivvies, and then we'll walk around. Can you make ghost sounds too, or is that too much? Or
you book this suite, sir, I will be the scariest ghost you've ever heard.
Oh, that's dope. Okay, that's really dope. Okay, cool. Can I tell you one more thing then before we start booking?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
None of this has been real. It's Gavin from the Wake Up Call.
God, I knew it. I was just trying to make a sale, man. I was just trying to make a booking. Oh, my God.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Gavin. Yay! Love it, guys.
He just came back internationally, which means he is smarter and he has more experience. It is time for him to tell us interesting facts that he's learned on the internet. What did you know?
Did you know, on average, people spend about 33% of their lives asleep?
Say that again.
On average, people spend about 33% of their lives asleep.
What's the average for Katie?
Like 95.
Yeah, how long is this show? Because that's about it.
I only nap two times a week now.
That's great.
Yeah.
So
that's great. How long are those naps?
They are long naps.
Yeah. How long? 4 hours, 3 hours.
Okay.
Which one?
Three.
Okay. Yeah,
I think that the world is awake more than they should be.
You're probably right about that. Kevin, let me ask you a question. If we are like a divinely created being, okay?
Gavin, you're gonna lose him.
Yeah. Why do we need sleep?
To recharge our body.
But why do we need to recharge our body?
Because we can't plug into anything.
Right.
But why? Why? If we were created by God to be this perfect thing, okay? Why do we even run out of energy?
Because not everything's perfect.
You tell that to God.
Wow.
Okay.
You're going to get canceled, my friend.
Good. Cancel me. It's the truth, and the truth hurts.
I hope Kevin gets canceled because he said people have to sleep.
Yeah.
You can send all of your emails to Kevin at endonline.com.
I was listening, and I heard that Kevin said, God said we have to sleep.
Yeah, Kevin was speaking ill of God, and then at the end of the email, it'll always say, like, and in full disclosure, I didn't hear the whole thing.
Yeah.
All right, did you know with Kevin?
Did you know gratitude boosts both mental and physical health? Neuroscientists found that practicing gratitude regularly can rewire your brain to be more generous, charitable, and altruistic. Altruistic. Bitch, don't look at me like that.
What?
Like I said it wrong.
Okay, I got caught up on
it. Say it again.
I said it.
Okay.
I said it. Altruistic. Why are you laughing?
I still got caught up on boosts.
I know. I saw that too. Altruistic?
That is not how it's spelled.
What is it? Well, what does altruistic mean?
Generous, charitable, mindful.
Okay. So, okay. What was it?
Having gratitude.
Yes. Boosts mental and physical health.
We're still in boosts.
Boosts.
Who should we be grateful to?
Let's be grateful to each other.
Certainly for you. It's not God.
Oh, my God. You're going to get me canceled.
All right. So who are we grateful to?
Let's go around the room and say what we're grateful for.
Okay. So that it boosts our mental physical health. Okay.
Okay. I am grateful.
Yes.
To be on this very fun show with you two.
Okay. All right.
Kevin, that's
so
nice.
Didn't it boost your mentality?
It's boosted.
All right. Okay. Your turn.
Okay. I am grateful that I get to come in here and laugh with my friends every day for a living.
Oh, that's nice.
It feels good.
I am grateful for the 5 people who listen to us.
Well,
there we go. Yes. Oh, man, I feel boosted.
Right, I feel boosted.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is Did You Know with Kevin. Give us one more fact.
Did you know the average bra size in the United States is 34 DD?
Double D? Yeah. Whoa.
I don't think that's true.
That's the average?
Yeah.
I don't think that's true.
I think it's true.
Really?
I've seen many women.
Yeah, he's seen women.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm. What size generally are the breasts of the women you bed?
I only do like 32 C plus.
A C plus.
So anything above 32 C.
You are okay with or no?
Okay with.
Okay, so you like a bigger busted gal.
Yes.
You're not a
from
small.
From the front and the behind.
Oh, okay. You like an hourglass figure.
Just as long as she has big boobs and a big butt.
Yes.
Kevin, you're describing me.
Katie! Yes, girl!
Okay. I can't ever figure you out. Me neither.
Okay.
What is it about big boobs that you like so much, Kevin?
Oh, I don't know if I could say this on the radio.
Well, try.
I just like the way they feel.
Okay.
Okay.
On a face.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
So at least I didn't say the action.
Okay.
Oh, God almighty.
But they're like bean bags.
Okay.
Yeah. They are. Like, you felt one, right?
Oh, I've laid on one.
And you think they feel like bean bags?
I mean, softer, like waterbed, like
waterbed bean bags.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. Again, you can send your emails to Kevin at endonline.com. Subject matter. My children were in the car and he was talking about beanbag boobs. Granted, I didn't hear the whole thing.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
Now, it is time, ladies and gentlemen, for Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call. The most fun you'll ever have opening the mail. And we know that's a low bar. There's a company called Fun Delivered. They're out of Florida for now. Spoiler alert. And they buy up all of these packages that never make it to their final destinations. And they love us. And they send us a whole big box full of these things so that we can play with you. Okay. So, Kevin, while you were off, we had somebody else step in. Our friend Kyle, who works for ESPN.
Oh, yeah, I saw that on Instagram.
Did you see what he won?
Yes.
It was a stuffed caterpillar wearing headphones.
That's so relatable.
We literally, Katie and I were like, oh God, Kevin would have loved that.
And he
that.
Named it Kevin.
He did name it Kevin.
No way.
Yeah, and now his cat sleeps with it.
Yeah.
Oh, and well. I'm allergic to cats. Okay. How evil.
You don't have to.
All right. It didn't come with a live cat.
Right.
He had the cat.
Oh.
But everybody just pretty much decided he won, although I think Katie won. She won an old lady pillow. Look at this old lady pillow.
That is cute. To my old friend.
Oh, look how much is written on it.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's almost too much.
Somebody's old friend didn't get that. So that was very sad.
That was meant to sit on a wicker couch on a porch somewhere.
For sure.
And I got, you ready for this? A roll of tape.
Oh.
Well, he opened it and immediately just said, well, I lost.
Well, I lost. This is the worst. This is worse than a bike reflector, a replacement bike reflector. Okay. So anyway, let's go into the box. Okay.
Okay.
So Kevin, you want to go first or last?
I'll go last.
All right.
We'll save
you
the
want me
best.
To go first?
Sure. You go first.
I'll go first. All right.
Oh, well, nothing's changed. He's gotten the worst gift all the time.
I know. I don't know what, I mean.
Maybe it's his shaking method.
I don't know what it is, but this poor soul, the amount of times we've played this game, and has he's won twice?
Twice. Barely. Half of time.
Okay.
All right. I had something in my hand, and I feel like I'm already regretting it, but I went with this a little one. I went.
Okay. It's very, very little. Looks light.
Yeah, it is light.
Okay.
It's got like a plasticky sound to it, but it is little. When I say little, I mean it's only like a 2-inch package, though. I mean, it's. Come on, Gavin. You snap out of it. You feel more optimistic about your choices. We're playing Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call.
See, Katie has. Oh, that was quick.
She's always a fan of the bubble wrap ones. All right.
Okay. Now, this feels like it could be makeup.
Oh.
Like something. It's a box inside. But then it feels like there's something in the box, like maybe foundation or something.
Kevin's going over to the box right now. Now, if you did get makeup in a Fun Delivered box, would you put it on your skin?
Yeah.
You would? Okay.
Sure, if it was my color.
Right.
You know?
I love how brave you are.
Now, why would that be different than ordering it myself?
Because you don't know where these came from, and we've gotten
I assume once I open it, I can figure it out.
Yeah, but like, it's certainly not.
I don't know
bare
how long
minerals
it's been sitting around. Maybe.
Oh yeah. Okay, Kevin, what'd you pick?
I picked the biggest package.
That
left
is
in the
big.
Thing.
Okay, I didn't think we had any big ones left.
It sounds like there's toys in here.
Oh,
sounds almost like a puzzle.
Oh, if it's a puzzle, I'll be pissed.
All right. It's Fun Delivered. That was part one.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
We are playing Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call, and this is the only place in Sacramento, it's the only place in California, it's the only place in the world you will hear Fun Delivered played on the radio. Is that because it makes for bad radio? I don't know.
I don't think so.
We're definitely not the right people to ask for that. All right, so we all went into the giant Fun Delivered box, and we got our selections. You all right? Uh-oh. Put your arm up. Put your arm up, baby.
There's coffee going down the road.
All right, there you go.
Okay.
And we all picked different ones. I, much like two cartoon dogs, picked a little one, and Kevin picked a gigantic one. So who wants to go first?
We have to do it in order.
In order.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go first. I'm going to open my Fun Delivered package right now. And I ripped the packaging inside.
Oh.
But there's little cartoon boba on.
I'm going to be pissed if you got a boba keychain.
Kevin.
I'd be so pissed.
Kevin, you're going to be jealous.
Oh, no. What is it?
Thank you for your order from the boba straw drink Oh, it's a. What is this?
Did you get a glass straw?
It is definitely. No, I think it's just a little boba keychain.
Oh, my God. I'm so pissed.
Look at how cute this is.
Oh, my God.
It's a milk tea flavor. Oh, my God. I'm so mad.
Kevin.
It's teeny. Oh, and it has like a little like anime smile on it. And, oh,
what?
Kevin.
What?
Inside there's a. What is this?
Oh, my God. That's a boba
straw.
This is a straw?
Yeah, you clip it together. It's a rolled up boba straw. That's why it came in that case, because you put it on your keychain.
And then you have your own boba straw all the time.
Instead of using the plastic straws, you're very conservative.
I gotta tell you, putting this straw together.
No, you just roll it.
This is like an IKEA. I see. There's a little groove.
Yes.
Okay, I see. I can see how it's so now pissed. Like a straw. Like,
yeah, I really wanted one of the. I'm pissed.
What? Well, listen, I don't really drink boba, so.
Can I have it?
Let's see what you get.
Right.
Okay.
Let's see. All maybe right, you guys
so there we go.
I'm
going to
go. I go next, though, okay?
I think Gavin won.
Well.
Wow.
Very excited. Man, there's.
I am so good at that.
Wow.
Did you get makeup?
Okay. It's not makeup, but it is. Okay. So it's herbal nail treatment essence.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
And then. This is troubling that it didn't get to somebody. The other is foot odor spray.
Oh, no.
It's pure herb deodorant for your stinky, stinky feet.
Oh, my God.
So
wait, is the nail for toenails?
Ew, it is.
And not you might have gotten like somebody.
Antifungal.
I'm screaming.
That's so funny.
Wow, the fact that this didn't get to somebody makes me feel so bad for them. They've got a lot going on.
A lot. All right, we're playing Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call.
If this is a puzzle, I'm going to be so mad. Oh, what's the...
What?
I got makeup.
What?
I'm so pissed.
Oh, my God, I love that.
Wait, let me open it first.
Oh, these are so fun. It's like an advent calendar, but for makeup.
Is it?
Oh, what a good idea.
Kind of it like that. Maybe it's open. Not that, but...
I didn't know that you could do
something. Slide it out.
I'm trying.
Oh, boy. I didn't know.
Do you need the scissors?
This is, it just.
Literally.
It's advent calendar. How cute.
It's like he's not listening to you.
Oh, my God.
And then every day you open it, it's a different makeup.
Well, you can have it.
What kind of makeup is it, though? For, like, eyes or for?
It's all the things. Open one.
Face, eyes, lips, makeup, accessory, and tools. Should we just do day one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go. Day one. Come on. Oh, my God. I don't know what's happening.
All right. Well.
Oh.
Right. Waterproof brow gel.
Oh, that's a good one for day one. Wow, we're doing all strong.
Let's put it on Kevin.
I mean, I'm down if it's waterproof.
And you that was the issue.
Yeah. Well,
is it going to make his eyebrows darker and thicker?
It is the wrong shade for him.
Oh, let me see, Kevin.
Very, very light. It'd be more for me.
Oh, I see. I see.
Okay, it's not... fine. You can have it. Happy?
All right,
yes,
there you go.
I am.
There you go.
Do you
and
want
then...
my foot spray?
I'm okay. I'm.
Oh, all right.
You want my little boba straw?
Yes. Okay, let's all just trade around.
Your feet stink.
No. All right, who do you think won this round of Fun Delivered? You can always text in 916-909-1065. And if you want to see it, you text the word fun. Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of that.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.